Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome for the first time on the podcast, Bad Friends Podcast's very own Carlos Herrera.
Dude, thanks for having me, man.
I got it. Want me to do this too?
Yeah. It's up to you. I just felt like very comfortable that way.
All right. It's chilling. It's been a minute. Now, you just got off a Bad Friends tour, didn't you?
I did.
Did you have fun?
I did not.
You did not have fun.
I did not have fun.
Okay, we have to redo that whole thing then. Because I wanted it positive.
But no, I like your honesty. Yeah, I did have fun moments, but overall, it was tough.
What's it like?
Can I tell you something
real fast? Yeah, go ahead.
I love that music you played.
I just kind of like.
But it was like video game menu music.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, that's, like that's our underwater
love.
Theme
yeah,
music.
Yeah, Doug, that's love. Is it hard dealing with my brother? How weird is he towards you? Is he a weirdo? Does he do weird
things? It's not hard dealing with your brother.
Have you seen his feet?
Of course. He's so weird, but...
Yeah.
It feels so...
He likes you, too. He says you guys have your own connection. He told me that off camera, just you and him, you guys have your own connection.
Yeah.
Aside from Santino, you guys make each other laugh. Is that true?
Totally. Even today, just DMing memes of disfigured people and things like
Let's
that.
Let's not do that.
Okay.
Here.
Okay.
Because we're all inclusive.
Yes. No. Yeah, we include
we don't
them.
Do that here. Yeah.
But we just like being aware of it.
Yeah. He's always been a bit weird. You know, he made me put Bengay on my down there when I was a kid. Yeah. I know.
Yeah. I heard that one recently too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he gave me chicken pox as a kid in sixth grade. He squeezed the chicken pox on my pillowcase, dog. What's the weirdest thing that happened on the Bad Friends tour? And how many different cities did you guys go visit there?
36.
And what was your favorite place that you visited?
Favorite place. I think I had the best time in San Diego.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I really liked the people that came backstage that night, and we had a good time after, and it was just a good vibe.
You know, anyone from Poway, any alumni from Poway come to visit Bob? Or?
They did, actually.
Really?
His friends. Yeah, his friends from Poway High came.
Did
That's right.
Did you meet any of them?
I didn't because I was working so much after that I really, at that point of the tour, I wasn't really involved in backstage stuff because I was so busy loading up the van, things like that. Yeah, at that time it was a van, but I was loading things up.
Does he do any like gay things towards you?
Yeah, but me back as well. Like I'll instigate the gay stuff.
So you could hang with that level of because he could really put it on you.
Hell yeah, I can hang.
Yeah.
So I can even tell you something that will never be shown on Bad Friends.
But is it safe for YouTube?
Yes.
Okay,
I can talk about it, but we'll never show it.
Okay,
literally,
that's
we
fine.
Can't show
okay,
it.
Okay, that's
but
fine.
A couple weeks ago on Bad Friends, it was going to be for When does this come out?
Next week.
Next week. Okay, that's fine. It would be for a Patreon, but this was like two.
And I want to get into our history too.
Cool. Hell yeah.
We got to edit that out because I don't. That's my street location right there.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
Timestamp that.
Can we bleep that out?
Yeah, we can bleep that out.
Okay. Bleeping it is funny too.
Yeah.
And leaving this part in. Yeah, my bad about that.
Yeah.
And
there could be.
We should take out
100-foot soldiers out my apartment. Yeah.
But the street name and the second part I said. Not skateboarding.
You gave him two clues.
Exactly. Two major clues.
Timestamp that. Okay, you're doing good. Other than that, you're doing great.
So a couple weeks ago on Bad Friends,
okay.
Me and Bobby did something so bad that I basically got in trouble the next day for it.
You did?
Yeah, at work. And
as far as HR or?
Kind of, yeah. Okay.
And are you allowed to discuss it? Is it safe to discuss?
I'm allowed to discuss, yes.
And like Santino or my brother or Andreas or George, they're not going to be mad.
No, I don't think they'll be mad.
Okay, go ahead.
It's too funny to be mad.
Go ahead.
Bobby played a character, a science character, a lot like Beaker in The Muppets, where he's obsessed with anything tube shaped. He's obsessed with cylinders. Yes, anything tube shaped. This scientist is obsessed with.
Okay,
and so. And to lubricate these tubes when they must be inserted into holes, we can only use hot sauce. So we had
this is my kind of bit.
Yeah, we had the tube that goes that cigars come in.
Yes.
And it was a gift from a fan on tour. We took the tube, poured habanero sauce on it.
On the outer layer of it?
Exactly. And I got on all fours.
On the tour bus?
No, this was just a couple of weeks ago at Bad Friends.
Yeah.
And Bobby looked right into my asshole. I stuck a Tic Tac in it just to say hello to him.
A white one?
Yes, exactly.
I knew it was white. I knew it was the white Tic Tac.
And then he inserted
it. On the not inside of the anus area.
Inside.
Inside the
anus. Okay. Yeah, so like when I bent over and it started to open up a little bit, that the Tic Tac was revealed. Like it's a treat saying hello.
I thought, okay, this is what I thought the ender was going to be.
No, that's just the beginning, baby.
Oh,
yeah.
There's more to the story?
Yes. Because the Bobby's character of this scientist who's obsessed with cylinders.
So you're spreading your cheeks?
Yes. Okay. Cheeks are wide open.
Are you doing a vlog or what is this?
There's one, two, three, four. I think there's four or five cameras on me.
Is this the Bad Friends angle?
This is going to be for Patreon.
All right, Patreon exclusive.
But it's not. It's never going to make it to Patreon. Yeah. This is like
it looks
on
like
the,
more like Pornhub or something.
Or this. I'm pretty sure this is on the cutting room floor and then stomped on and cigarettes are put out.
So
on
you're
it.
On all fours?
I'm on all fours. Oh, my pants are off.
Yeah.
Boxers are off. Mm-hmm. They're staring right into my butthole. They see the Tic Tac, the white Tic Tac.
It would be great if it was curled up in a dingleberry.
Embarrassed. Well, they did tell me after, hey, advice. They wanted me to shave my asshole area.
Yeah.
But do you do that?
What do you mean?
Do you shave your butthole area? Do you?
Oh, because of the hair? The anal hair?
Yeah.
I don't get that many. I just take care of that in the shower.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I should be taking care of that then.
Yeah, you just pluck them.
Okay.
Yeah, you pluck them.
Okay.
Right? I'm sorry. He's like,
okay.
He's like, don't add me into this conversation. Yeah.
Okay. So, Bobby's scientist character starts inserting with the habanero sauce lube the cylinder into my butthole.
Oh, well, dude.
And we make it in.
Does it hurt?
Let's just say I started sticking ice cubes in my asshole
after. My God.
For
You're
hours.
On a whole different level, Carlos.
We had to continue recording Bad Friends after that.
You're on a different level than I am. I talk about stuff like that.
No, you're on a high level of gnarliness.
But I don't
think... This is Jackass Forever on your laptop.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. You got me. Yeah.
I need to have some margarita.
Did it burn? It really burned, huh?
Yes.
How did you soothe? How did you, did you stick?
I stuck ice cubes in my butt.
And then any lotion?
I didn't do lotion, but I wasn't wearing...
Because CeraVe might have helped. CeraVe.
Can I
grab it real quick?
Yeah, I mean...
I'm not going to put it in...
I don't need it right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm okay.
You know what? We don't have to grab it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm into lotions, though.
You are?
Oh yeah.
Like what kind?
Like hand Jergens? Lotion from Malin and Goats.
What do you put it on your face? Like where do you?
Hand.
Yeah, yeah.
I like face lotion.
What about downstairs? No, like nothing.
Are
downstairs?
There lotions for downstairs?
I don't know. I'm just kind of bringing it up.
I don't really do much downstairs.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I shave. Do things like that. Okay. I take funny pills from the gas station.
You do?
Actually, that was a lie, actually. I'm sorry. I get it from this place called N101 off Cahuenga.
Okay.
It's like only gay guys.
Right.
Like, it's like...
So you're very liberal when it has...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Has to do with that, huh?
With
we'll
sex?
Just the way you brought up gas station. I don't know what you're doing right now, man.
Well, I'm not getting like the gorilla.
Yeah, I know, but you're pretty liberal with it, huh? But like you're pretty open-minded with it.
Yeah, mine's called Hot Rod 5000. So there's a bullet on the cover.
But you don't like. You're not into like glory holes or nothing like that.
Well, you know? Why do you mention glory holes?
Okay, I have to.
I've been.
Wait,
to
I have to admit, my brother. I brought you.
He is. Bobby is so obsessed with my.
I brought you up because I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm happy to have him on. He goes, dude, you hear about what he's into, dude?
Oh my god!
And
wait,
hear me out. Hear me out. And I go, what do you mean?
He's like, such a projector,
and then
bro.
And then he goes like this. He goes, dude, you didn't hear it from me, dude. He's like, dude, he's in the glory halls, dude. I'm like, no, he isn't. He goes, dude. Ask him about it. Is that true, bro?
It's true. I've been to them in the past.
What?
I've been to 2.
What do you mean? Really?
2.5, because the third one I didn't make it.
Dude, write down that. All right. There you go. How does that work?
Is this so shady,
it's like the dark
bro.
Internet or something.
It's not even the dark web.
But how did you learn about this? Where to go? Like, how do you
like
know where
porn,
to go?
Like Craigslist, kind of like Backpage kind of style.
So you're doing your own research for this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, really?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, really?
Yeah.
What?
I'm like a late 2000s LA dude. Like, I remember when Craigslist and Backpage, it was like the Wild West.
Really?
You could just see it. Like, before OnlyFans, like...
Is this appropriate for YouTube, by the way? Because we're getting a little dark in here, aren't we?
I think... But we're not talking about...
Oh, you're right. We're
I'm
just,
not cursing
these are,
or
you're
anything.
You're not, are you?
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, hell yeah, man.
So how does... So you go on Craigslist, and you do these searches, and then what's next? You just tell me the process of how you went... To the point where you end up going to a truck stop or something.
It's not a truck stop. You know, you go to like you can go to a nice hotel, you can go to a shitty hotel, whatever.
Like a banquet room? Or?
No. Like a room 302 or something.
No,
or even,
you
like,
got it. But what about your safety, man?
You know, there have been some shady moments on Yucca and Wilcox.
Okay, you like saying streets, man.
Do I?
Yeah, dude. You
have I done that already today?
Yeah, well, you basically doxed my apartment.
Oh, yeah, that's
but,
true.
But that's fine. But, dude.
But Yuck and Wilcox is
okay,
where.
Okay, we'll let that slide.
Yeah.
So when you go into a room, is it like a wooden.
I'm a street guy when it comes to vocabulary.
I can tell you're a street guy when it has to do with this. But is it a wooden wall? And there's a how big is the hole?
Okay, I'll tell you about the hole.
Go ahead. This is crazy.
There was a glory hole. There's an ad on like Backpage or something. I remember I was at the Comedy Store.
Yeah. How big is the hole? Like this?
Yeah, a little bigger than that. Maybe
so
like
so
that.
Is it,
it's like
is it
one,
a wooden?
It's 1.8. 1.8 of those.
And how high is it in proximity to like? Your waist or
it's like a urinal at the airport. You know,
so it's just a hole like this.
Yeah.
Can you hear voices on the other side?
I couldn't.
So it could be a man or a woman or
not. Let me tell you about this. And I talked about it on Bad Friends, but I'll tell you again.
Yeah, okay.
I go to this place, it's by the 99-cent store on Sunset in Silver Lake. I go up the hill and go into this apartment complex. The directions to go into the laundry room. It's like a public laundry room.
Dude, this is danger, dude. And you know it. Keep going. This is danger.
I walk in. I look to my right. There's like a Dell computer playing porn.
What kind of porn?
Just regular, like, sex, whatever. It's nothing like just
male,
like,
female,
male, female.
Oh, male, female.
Yeah, which is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You would think it'd be male, male.
Yeah. You would fucking think.
You would
right?
think.
Yeah. Can I say that for it?
Well, yeah.
I mean, yeah. What am I thinking? I'm a, literally a podcast producer.
Yeah. You guys say it on Bad Friends, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, is it steamy in the room? What does it smell like in the room? Is it musky?
I don't remember
the
smell.
It doesn't smell like perfume.
No, it's just
How did I know that? How did I know that the room didn't smell like perfume, my man?
Because
you know
don't believe
that
there's
the room
a woman
musky?
There. You don't believe there's a woman.
I don't
there.
Believe so. I'm sorry. I'm not. I don't want. To
don't be
from
sorry.
Experience.
I don't think.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Oh, wait. Have you ever done some gay shit?
I've no. Well, when
I
when
have
I was in first grade, but that didn't
oh,
count.
Oh, okay.
Because you're in
that
first grade.
Definitely counts, bro. I think it counts.
It does.
Yes, if you're alive, it counts.
Okay. Well, that was just I was experimenting back then.
You know what's funny is a guy on.
Yeah.
I almost said a fucking
street. Don't say.
Hey, I almost
dude,
said a guy.
Hey, dude! Don't say streets or names, man.
I was in an Uber with my friend.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, I'll say his name is John Blizzard. Mm-hmm. That's his real name, and he's. He was on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
And we're sharing an Uber from this bar. And I lived on Melrose and La Brea. He lived at Franklin and La Brea.
Mm-hmm.
So we take Hollywood to La Brea to Franklin, drop mm-hmm. him off. But before we drop him off, as we stop, he leans in to kiss me.
Oh, really?
And I kiss back. Because he's my friend.
Dude, oh, man. I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm just trying. This is like, I don't know what's going on over on this
I
side.
I kiss back.
I'm like, whoa.
Because I'm like, I'm not going to go like, oh,
you know
gay.
What, dude? You gotta, you
and
know
I
what?
Thought it was cool. I was
you know,
like.
You only live once. You know what that's telling me? You're open-minded.
I am open-minded.
Yeah. Are you bisexual?
I think I'm emotionally bisexual.
Yeah. No, he just. It was
I
just
made.
A,
I just made that up too.
But it wasn't like a French kiss or nothing like that.
Oh, I think it was.
I don't know why I'm doing this.
Are you afraid of me?
No. I don't know why I'm even doing this. I don't. I'm doing like a blood sport. I don't know why I'm doing this. But you know what? That's okay. That's okay, man. You know what? I'd rather be around a person that's like that than a person that's like homophobic.
Yeah.
And we know that those types of guys, because those guys are, you know.
Those guys like,
they
DM me like the
Do you get bullied? They do.
You get bullied now. Now.
Oh, man.
But like, I'm never going to stop because you got to be as honest as possible and be yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And.
I like that you're vulnerable and you're honest about that.
I think it's
funny.
Yeah,
I think it's
fine. It's funny.
It is.
How
I love
can
it.
You be funny if you're lying?
Exactly. That's honesty. That's
and on
honesty.
Reality shows, by the way.
Yeah.
Like on Summer House on Bravo, I watch those shows to escape from Hollywood.
Yes.
On there's this character there's a real fucking guy actually. Jordan. I'm watching season 3 right now with Hannah Berner.
What you're about to say though.
I will.
Because I don't know. Do you know what you're saying right now?
I know what I'm saying.
About Jordan.
Yeah, because it was on season 3.
Okay.
But he's so clearly gay.
Yeah.
On the show.
Yeah.
But he, I guess what
That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, but he's like lying about it.
Oh, he's not being honest about it.
Exactly. And
so
I'm just like.
He's not really gay.
I think, no. He's lying that he's straight, but everyone knows he's
gay. Oh, but people think I'm gay, but I'm not really gay. But people, since I like doing gay shit.
You're like me, bro.
I like doing gay. It's funny to me.
I think it's funny,
it's
too.
It's fun. But then people really think that I really am like a closeted gay guy. When it's obvious I have a freaking girlfriend for almost 2 years now. You've met her.
Real?
She is real.
I'm divorced, bro.
Is she not beautiful?
From a woman.
Is she not beautiful?
Hell yeah, dude.
She just said she's stunning. I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
Yeah, funny guys get cool girls.
Yeah, I like doing gay. It's funny to me. It's fun. Now, did Bob tell you any stories of him growing up in Poway? He didn't tell you any, like.
I mean, I've heard
possible.
The stories.
Like, wait, you've heard what stories? Like, because I don't want to, like, cross any lines right now.
Like,
we won't say any names, but some of his friends back then, they did some.
To you, some.
Well, no. Just him, my brother, and his friends.
Like, they were, like, forcing him to, like, blow them or something. Wasn't there that?
Well, they did some gay things.
But that I've never blown. But can I tell you something? I've never sucked a dick.
There you go, dude. Me neither. That's me neither. But that's when you know.
But you know what happened to me is, and I've talked about this a little bit too, with Santino. Yeah.
But that's when you truly know, because
when you're down there,
that's like, whoa, you got to really think about.
You know
what
Stephanie
you're doing.
Simbari?
No. You like saying names in streets, don't you?
I like saying names.
Okay, go ahead. I'll let you say it.
Because no one says names.
Okay,
you
go
have
ahead.
To say names.
Okay.
You know Stephanie
Simbari? I don't know.
Yeah, you do, dude.
Do I?
She's a comedian. She was from the store years ago.
I know Stephanie Escajeda's.
Okay. I went to this girl Stephanie's birthday party.
Okay.
Her brother's birthday party. All right.
How far back? A couple years ago? A
couple years ago.
Yeah.
And I take Molly. All right. I leave.
For those of you who don't know, that's ecstasy.
Yeah, I take MDMA.
Yeah, the 20.
And it's a fun night.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like nodding off because it's only like my second time or third time taking it.
Okay.
This dude gets in a bed with me.
Wait. What led up to that? So you're. Let's give it more context.
I'm in
you're
a room.
You're tired. You decide to go into a random bedroom to rest.
Yeah.
And did you ask for permission? Because this is someone's house.
No,
right?
I mean, it's like a party house at this point that they Airbnb. These are New
okay,
Yorkers.
Okay, so did you go into the room, close the door, and just lay down on a bed?
Mm-mm.
Okay, then how did it happen?
I walk in a room. There's people doing drugs. And the bed is just a part of the room. So I'm on the bed. And I start to, like, really feel the effects of the narcotic.
Yeah.
And then I think time kind of dissipates.
And then are you lying on your back?
No, I'm not.
Are you doing side spoon? Like
I'm doing like side spoon. And actually my feet are towards the pillows.
Feet towards the pillows. Okay.
So I'm like facing the a weird way towards the pool, and there's this guy there.
Okay.
And
who is this guy?
He's I'm not like a tall dude. I'm like
5'7". Is he a tall guy?
No, he was shorter than me is what I'm saying.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh at your story.
Yeah.
But keep going. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
setup.
Like really on me.
What do you mean by that?
Touching my like he's like really trying to get me to hook up with him. And I don't.
Didn't he already cross a couple?
And I don't do
didn't
it.
Didn't he cross your boundaries?
Am I
there?
Gay?
I think you might be.
Really?
Maybe a little bit.
I watch Bravo. Okay. And I
Yeah.
Bed with
no.
Guys.
Let's finish the story. Then let's come up with a consensus after that. But I'm just saying, hey, man,
I'm just saying, hold up, I
want to play devil's advocate. If I was...
I'm drinking a margarita, too.
That's fine. If that was... But you don't know who this man is, right? I mean, even
I
if it was male
I
or female.
Him.
Oh, yeah, okay. But so
he's with Kate Beckinsale.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. So is he touching you down there? Or is he just touching your shoulders? Is he giving you a massage?
No, it's past massage point.
It's past massage.
Oh,
is
yeah.
Is he spooning you? I'll just say it. Is he spooning you?
No, because
well,
he's
what
forward
you with your
facing.
There?
He's forward.
Don't do that. No. Don't do that with your finger, though. I thought you were doing this.
No, he's forward facing, and he's like, you want it.
Wait a minute. He's saying stuff. He's saying stuff like that?
Yeah. And I
so you were assaulted.
So
you're
a little, yeah. It's okay.
Yeah. And you're okay with
but
that.
But I love Andrew Callahan. I don't know.
Oh, I love that dude, too.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the
funny.
Best.
If you go out on a date with someone under, like, 28, they all know about Andrew Callahan.
Oh, they do.
And they have opinions.
Yeah. But let's finish the story in the room, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's not jump on Andrew yet.
I heard he's in the Caribbean right now with the girl. We need to get him back to LA to make some stuff.
Yeah, he's dealing with this stuff. Do you want to give him a public message?
Callahan,
come
back.
Not that he'll watch the Steve Weeby show. Well, you know what? I'm starting to do other content. So if you like the YouTube channel, I'm starting to do reaction videos, video game.
What about a rewatch show? or something.
Yeah,
funny
something
like
that.
What's your favorite TV show? Or what's a show? What's a guilty pleasure show you like?
I like 600 Pound Life.
Not reality.
What's the thing they have the new season of? It's Black Mirror.
Okay, that's
cool. I like Black Mirror.
I mean, rewatch shows are like
I rewatched Black Mirrors. I like even the redo of Twilight Zone.
But you did that. You released a vlog today, I think.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's doing
I
well.
Like that.
Well, you know why it's doing well? Because Bob's in it.
Yeah, but you don't just have to do that.
I'll call a spade.
No, of course. That's like an obvious thing. Because
my brother,
thing.
You know,
but
anything
like
my brother does, people love it.
But like. Anything with like video games is cool too.
Yeah, I might start doing that too. Yeah, I might start.
You know,
let's finish. So, how did you get this man off you?
I think I was just honest. I think I was just honest, and I was like, "Hey, man, I'm good. I'm okay." You know,
you're okay. So you weren't.
It's not about. It's never get off me. We can bleep that, but that's like funny to bleep. Like it's the Osbournes.
So you didn't. You just said, "Hey, man, you're very courteous."
Always. Okay. I'm always courteous to my assaulters.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Even
yeah.
Outside.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
So I had an AA meeting.
Yeah,
crazy guy like threw money at me, and he was like, let me touch your dick. And I was like, sir, please.
Yeah. So did he get offended at all?
We're still in IG.
You're still friends with him?
Day.
And he left the room.
I left. I remember going to the pool and I was really fucked up. And I went to my friend's kid's birthday party the next morning.
Okay, and then
As
far as because I'm curious, just out of my own curiosity, as far as the glory hole.
Oh, the glory holes,
How does it work? I mean, how many people are inside the room usually?
So when I put my dick in that glory hole in Silver Lake,
dude,
let's just try not to laugh. Try not to laugh the whole time we say it.
Can you timestamp a lot of this stuff? Yeah.
Are
you allowed to talk? Have you talked about this on Bad Friends?
Exactly. Let me tell you as a podcast producer myself.
Go ahead.
We can air this because I'm not.
I can't monetize it though, can I?
No, you can. It's not if it's. You click not suitable for children, it's fine.
You really?
As long, yes. As
oh,
long
God,
as
forget, you're a, pot, we're gonna get, you're a producer of Bad Friends.
I upload Bad Friends clips.
Okay, God, who am I talking to here?
Bro.
Oh, my God, you're right, we're safe.
We're safe as puppies. Homie, watch,
okay.
It makes no money.
No, it's fine. It's entertaining.
Yeah, I hope so.
It is. To me, it is.
Then I'm having fun.
So when you walk in, I am too. When you walk into the room, and it smells a certain way.
You know what's cool is I rode a motorcycle at that point.
Yeah.
And there's kind of a romanticism in that. And
there's like kind of like a James Dean kind of rebel without a cause type deal.
Well,
I mean, you're riding a motorcycle to the glory hole.
It was more like Mad Max. It was a Honda CBR 600
from
1989.
Like, the glory hole.
Falling apart. Even when I would take it to get fixed, they would
hell
get mad at
me.
They'd be like, this thing is so dangerous.
What do you usually wear there? Just jeans or do you wear leather pants or what's the deal?
No, leather pants are expensive.
Okay, oh, just you wearing just
the
Levi's?
Jeans, Nikes.
Yeah.
And rarely a helmet. I was like anti-helmet.
So you walk into the room and automatically you just stick
you
the
know
thing,
what
the
to
object
do when you're
in the glory hole.
Yeah, and you're
and so
not
are you
like,
doing this? Are you doing this?
No, I think behind the back. Like,
so you're not doing this?
No. It's like,
are you doing
no, no.
Do you have your hands
if
up?
You're getting arrested, it's like this. Yeah, it's not like this. It's more like the second part of getting arrested.
Oh, you're, oh, so you're doing
interlock
that
your fingers
makes sense.
Behind
your
hands.
So you're doing that. And okay, let's just take it from there. You're already in the room and
but
you're already
this is
the objects
kind of
in the hole.
Yeah.
And then what's going on in your mind?
That the computer is very cheap. That's what's going on. The Dell computer to my right.
So that's what you're thinking about?
Yeah, and that's not great. It's like if I'm at a restaurant, I don't want to see like shitty stuff.
But no, I'm talking about what's going on down there.
Oh, that's what you mean?
Yeah. I'm not talking about what you're
You're cool, dude. Yeah. I like you too.
Yeah. So what's going on in your mind? I want to know the psychology and how.
I think that I am. You met me. Can we talk about the.
Yeah. Well, we don't have to say. Well, me and Carlos met in a 12-step program. We won't say the name.
Okay.
And we used to go to the same home group meeting around the Hollywood area.
Yeah.
And that's how I met you.
It was a beautiful thing.
It was
met
a beautiful
you in
thing.
2007.
Yeah, man. We always got along. And
that's how I met the Lees originally. I met Steve.
Because we're both sober and going to meetings.
At the time, I was sober. I'm drinking a margarita. Yeah. Obviously, I'm not
that's
sober
fine,
now.
That's fine.
It's just relaxed.
That's going, fine. I don't judge. You know, the thing is, I don't look at you any different.
That's why I love you, man.
Yeah, I treat you
and
the
that's why, like,
different. I just treat you the same. I treat you the same. I treat you the same.
Bob keeps saying, it's time that I have to get sober. He saw me roll around the bus drunk. He saw me in some tough
times. Oh, okay. This was on the Bad Friends tour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our tour manager was very tough.
Yeah.
She does Eliza and... Mm-hmm.
Tom Segura's or something?
No, I don't know about that, but she does Eliza, and she was just... we didn't get along.
Okay.
And
let's get to that.
Can we cut this part, what I'm saying? I want to include... Can we cut literally what I'm saying right now when I cover this? So I'm saying this as a producer. Is this okay?
Just whisper to me. Okay.
Because I feel very open about it.
Okay, good. Yeah.
And you can ask me about it as well if you want.
Bob. Well, I
want
to stay with. I want to complete the glory hole story.
Yeah, it's funny that we keep getting away from it.
Yeah, I want to complete the glory. Okay.
A lot of completion.
So you're doing this, and then how long are? You can't see anything on the other side.
Oh no.
Can you hear
it's
them?
It's a sheet. You can hear like...
Oh, it's not a wooden wall.
Oh, no, dude. It's so much cheaper than that. It's not like
It's a bed sheet?
It's like a... It's so ghetto, dude.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
how long are you there for?
Dude, at this one, not long. I didn't like finish. Obviously.
You didn't?
No, because...
Do you
can I tell you why?
Yes.
Do you know why already?
Can I guess?
Just say it.
Okay, so when you're
well, let's try
when,
to laugh.
When you're
let's
in
try
the when you're in the moment,
time.
You feel like something prickly, like some upper lip, like a goatee or something.
Sam Tripoli said it was like I was getting blown by a Kardashian.
Oh. Oh wow.
So I went, oh, that was a man. I'm 24. I should leave.
Oh my God.
And I just. So. And I backed away. And I remember.
Was your mind playing tricks on you? I mean, was your mind just like, you gotta get out of
here? No, my mind was helping me, brother.
Okay. Like, in what ways?
I was seeing things 2020.
Oh, wow.
I felt the prickliness.
You did? So I was right?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Okay. Connections.
Okay.
I felt the prickliness and I backed away. Oh. But not because of homophobia.
Was that instinctual? Like, wait a minute.
Maybe, but also spiritual. So, you know why?
Why?
Because I felt... I don't feel completely... I feel 20% bisexual. Which is not
That's
a lot.
Fair.
It's not a...
That's
it's,
fair to say. I don't look at
fair.
You any differently.
I
life's too short. It's fine. It's fine.
Well, I didn't think you would.
No, I wouldn't. It's fine. It's
but
fine.
I try and push it more than 20%.
Yeah.
I look, I'll tell you this.
Did you know in the back of your mind, did you know it could have possibly been a female on the other side of that bed
sheet? I wanted it to be a female.
You wanted to, like, it was kind of a fantasy.
I've been married to a woman.
Yes.
I only go out with women. There's something about gay men that make me feel very comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
When I moved to LA, I was 19. It was 2007.
Yeah.
I lived in West Hollywood. Okay.
Oh, Boys Town.
Yes. It was. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
To the listener, it's
called Boys Town.
It's one of the gayest areas in the United States.
Yeah.
And I had problems at the time, and that's how I met Stevie Weeby and our program.
Yeah, the 12 step. Yeah, the program we were in. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And there was something about gay men that,
because they're in those programs as well, and then that's we all.
But
treat,
he was. It was the ones that weren't.
The same.
Yes, but it was even the ones that were out, not just in the program, mm-hmm. all of them, mm-hmm. or for the most part, it felt like the culture of gay men made me feel accepted, and mm-hmm. it almost makes me feel emotional in the way that coming from Houston, I didn't meet a lot of Jewish people, and then when I moved here, they were the only people, and gay men included, and if it was a Jewish gay man, that's doubly awesome. Mm-hmm. It's that, and I gotta say this about like you and Bobby, is no one, this is such a left turn, no one judged me for being looking white and being Mexican. And right. coming from Houston and being born in 1987, it was a thing. And then if I met like a white dad of my friends, I knew they wouldn't like my dad because he's not white. And then when I moved to California, I discovered this other world that was close to Mexico, because being from Texas, you're close to Mexico.
Yeah.
And I said, oh my God, there are white people here and they look kind of like they're Jewish, but they look kind of white.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
They
yeah.
also are nice to Mexicans, and mm-hmm. they don't care that my name's Carlos, and they don't make a comment about it. And gay men especially were not like that. Yeah. And was I a young gay guy? Or
no, it's fine. It's fine. Keep drinking the margarita.
Was I a young guy who got...
That was just a Freudian slip, man.
Leave it in. I don't care.
We can edit that out. We can edit that out if you want. We can edit that out.
All right.
But we can also keep it in.
It's a handshake deal. No.
But we can also keep it in.
Leave it in. I was a young guy. They called me an otter.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was my classification.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I don't know, man. It was just, mm-hmm. they're the people that made me feel most comfortable. And there was something about coming from Texas in 2006 where it was the predominant fraternity culture and the
did
white
you go
dude
to college?
Culture.
Did you go to college?
I went to UT for a year. I'm a dropout.
University of Texas?
Yeah.
Texas?
I moved here when
were
I was
Were they the Longhorns? Then?
Yeah. I still go back.
Yeah. What was it like there? What was your college experience like? This is like pre LA and all that. Like, what was that like?
I was undeclared and that. I barely went to class.
Me too.
Yeah.
I had a 0.45 GPA.
So they
dude,
called
was,
me 007.
Oh, dude.
Because
yeah,
I was 0.07.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
dude, how much partying did you do in college here?
I was
at
such a...
University of Texas.
It was like pathetic partying.
Well, just when you get free Keystone Lights?
No. Pathetic partying as in like...
What
it
does
was
that mean?
Sad. It was like
it's
I went to cool parties and stuff, but like I was sad inside.
Yeah.
And that's why...
Did you fit in? Did you
oh,
like
I had so many friends.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, a
how
lot
much
of
partying
friends.
Did you on weekdays, too? That's how it is in college.
Always.
Right? Every night. You're drinking,
I put in nonstop chewing tobacco,
yeah.
Skulls,
yeah.
Drinking Coors Light and Keystone Light constantly,
mm-hmm,
smoking
constantly.
Nonstop weed,
yeah.
Blowing lines,
yeah,
Xanax. It was a purple drink. It
just
was the
everything.
Early 2000s.
Yeah. Were you at the dormitories there?
Yeah.
I
yeah,
mean,
as a freshman, yeah.
yeah.
And also, it was like the most fun time in Texas. The Longhorns beat USC in one of the most famous college football
well,
games
what do you think
of all
the
time.
What do you think the how many students are there? Is that 40,000? That's a
it's
big
the
university.
Second largest
isn't it?
School, a
yeah,
public
yeah.
school in the United States behind Ohio State. I
did
don't
you
know.
Did you date women in college?
No, I was a virgin in college. I lost my virginity to an escort in Marina Del Rey. I gave her a check.
Wait, you,
but
so
there was a lot of things wrong with the check. There's no way it went through.
So you were a virgin throughout high school, college?
And yeah, and I had a girlfriend in high school.
You hear a lot of that.
I had a girlfriend in high school, Mariana Fishburne. She was so beautiful.
And then what happened? What went wrong? What happened
she
there?
Married the guy after me. I mean,
as far as just losing your virginity.
I went to all boys Catholic school.
Oh, that's why.
I went to straight Jesuit in Houston,
yeah,
Texas.
Yeah.
All boys. We were next to St. Agnes.
Yeah.
I like saying details. Details are funny.
Yeah, yeah.
I really do. You know who I learned that from was Judd Apatow.
Yeah.
The details are funny.
Details.
In the movies,
well, like
there's
in a,
always
in a story
details.
About a story?
No, within the story,
within
if you pepper
story?
Details, one, it's how humans really talk. They
yeah.
say details. They go,
yeah.
hey, Steve, I'm going to go see Oppenheimer later at the Arclight, which
yeah,
doesn't
yeah,
exist
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah.
which we've definitely probably saw each other at.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Because it's so close to your house.
Now, did you? Now, in college, you didn't even like hook up with girls, or
I made out and stuff, but I never... was such like a drug addict,
yeah,
idiot, goofball.
So you're always kind of like faded.
Yeah, I'm always didn't realize it at the time, but I think there were real issues of addiction and of anxiety that led me to be obsessive over watching DVDs or I don't know. It's so hard to explain, Stevie. Yeah.
Well, I lost my virginity later in life as well.
What year?
This was or not sophomore. Year, but no, how no, this old was like my sophomore year. In college.
So that would I would have been a junior.
Yeah, yeah. No, similar.
I would have been a sophomore in college.
Yeah.
So we lost it at the same time.
Yeah, basically, yeah. And it was very quick and a very uneventful. And it was looking like a heavier Hawaiian.
I went twice.
It was a heavier Hawaiian girl that I met at a party, and she was with two other white.
Like a Moana.
It was two white girls and this Hawaiian one. And I followed them back to their dorm. And it was a whole thing.
In college?
Yeah. And
where'd you go?
ASU.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And where I've said the story before, but it was one of those things where there was the Hawaiian girl was just sweet mates with these other two. And they were like constantly coming and interrupting us and cock blocking and like coming into the room saying, okay, get him up. We're going to go dancing. We're going clubbing.
That's so dark.
And then I would just be like,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Girls. And then she played luau music. It was a whole thing, dude.
Was it White Lotus?
It was a whole thing, dude.
That is so.
She was playing luau music, and she was feeding me the soul beers, kind of like Coronas, soul beers.
Yeah, I remember.
And
the
she was feeding me those, and then I got so faded.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Because I was so sick of the sweet mates coming in. Get them up. We're going to go dancing. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to lay down. Okay, so the Hawaiian girl had her roommate had moved out, and there was a bunk bed. So she had her room to herself.
Yeah.
So I laid in the bottom bunk, and then like pretended like I crashed out, and you know, and the rest is history. And it lasts for like 2 seconds, and I mean,
at least yours wasn't criminal activity.
Well, dude, take it easy, though. This is still we're still on YouTube here, buddy. We don't have to get into criminal activity.
My bad. We don't have to do any of that.
Yeah, yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. You know what? I just had a reunion, a high school reunion, and I still kind of resent those guys that I went to high school with.
Tell me why.
Because they got all the, you know, they hooked up with chicks, and I was going to church camp and cutting weight for wrestling.
Can I tell you something funny?
Yeah.
Earlier today, for the first time in my life, I seriously considered going to church. I was like, maybe I need guidance.
Why don't you follow that path?
I was just like, maybe there's something.
Maybe there's something out in the universe. I'm not trying to preach to you, but did you felt in your heart?
You know, I do psychedelic therapy.
Yeah. So when did you decide? Okay, so let's do this. We were both sober. I'm still sober, but you were sober. What took you out? Wait, was it marijuana that took you out?
Or yes.
You're like, you know what? I just want to smoke a joint.
So, my brother passed away.
When did this happen?
This is the first time I'm really talking about it on a podcast, actually. Because Bob, Andrew, Esther, people like that know Annie Letterman. They all know Kalila.
Yeah.
My brother passed away.
And you haven't talked about it?
No, but I'll tell you. I just want to be honest with you. My brother passed away in 2015. I remember it because I was like...
older brother? Or?
Younger. I'm the oldest. Okay. I have two sisters in Texas, Candace and Carolina.
Yeah.
And my brother passed away, and it kind of made me rethink things. I it was a really hard year for me. I was married, mm-hmm. and I had to, I didn't know, but I didn't go to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
I just, it's easier said than done, but I got to wait till people tell me to go to therapy kind of thing. So, yeah, I started smoking weed. And
well, you know what? I mean, I didn't mean to cut you off, but the same thing happened when my dad passed away.
What happened?
Well, my brother. I didn't.
Oh, I was there for that.
Yeah, he. Yeah, I didn't even know he was fucking smoking, like doing edibles or smoking.
Well,
weed.
I didn't know that until
I learned that later.
In. Yeah. Oh, how much later did you find out?
A couple weeks later, maybe a month.
Maybe we
later.
Found out around the same.
Yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't know. I didn't know that happened.
So when. We
I mean, because people deal with grief differently, dude.
But
like,
when we did
no one preps you for death or loss.
But I'll tell you this.
Yeah, go ahead.
About Bobby is that Bobby is, you know, I look up to Bobby.
Yeah,
I really
do. I
do
too.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of
how
course. He's my
not?
Older brother. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, how can you not?
Yeah.
And like.
But why do you look up to him? Is it his success?
No,
or?
No.
It's not that, is it?
It's the honesty and the fact that like Bobby. I met Bobby separate from you. I met him at the Comedy Store. I was a comedian from like 09 to 14.
Yeah, that's right. You were hitting mics.
I was.
Yes.
But I knew Bobby through there because I kind of got along with everyone at the Comedy Store. And I don't know. It's just hard to talk about.
No, that's fine.
And we can leave this in, of course.
Yeah. As far we could stay with the Bobby thing, you could.
Let's jump to my brother.
You want to go back to?
We can go back to that.
I didn't know how comfortable you were. If you want,
I just lost track a little bit.
Okay, that's fine.
Are we? This is so much.
Do we have you?
Yeah,
you're back.
Yeah, I'm back.
Because your mind went there and then you're.
Yeah,
here.
Exactly.
Okay, go ahead. Continue.
Here, lead me back. Where should we start?
You said the loss of your brother in 2015, something like that.
Yeah, that was just like a gnarly time
for me. Yeah, it was
gnarly.
Younger brother.
Yeah.
And then, oh, no. You said then that's when you start smoking weed.
Yeah, that's
okay,
what kind of led me to marijuana.
Okay, gotcha.
And, after that, after I got divorced about a year or two, I got divorced about 2 years later.
So 2015, that happened. 2017.
Exactly.
So it was like, bam, it was like a double.
Exactly.
Like a double hit combo.
Yeah, and then
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
I got to do psychedelic therapy. I got to like jump into this.
See, that was a good segue.
Exactly.
Because you got through that. Now we're at psychedelic therapy.
Exactly.
And explain to the viewers and listeners, like, what is that? What even
it's,
does that mean?
It's legal therapy in California where you can take MDMA or mushrooms.
Microdosing?
No, it's macrodosing.
How much are we talking about? You eating like an ounce
like,
of it or something?
No, like more like 7 grams of mushrooms or something like that. And you go through little journeys through the universe.
How do you intake it? Through tea or do you eat it?
You can eat it and then, you know, you can have some peanut butter, little nuts with it. It's really nice, actually.
Well, what's the clinical setting like, though? Is it in a hospital room or something?
No, not like a fluorescent lit hospital room. It's more in like a calm setting, like a house,
right.
A house in Laurel Canyon.
But there's therapists there.
Exactly.
People
there's
to
like
walk you through this.
Exactly.
Stuff? Wow, really? This
yeah.
exists? This
yeah.
is a real thing? Dude?
Hell yeah, dude.
How did you find this out? Like,
I had a buddy tell me about it who went through it.
And then are you alone or how many other people are in these sessions?
One person is with me.
One therapist
for like,
or
yeah,
some,
for like the
6-hour
journey. Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Give us a typical like session. Like how would it go down?
The first time I did it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I take the mushrooms.
In a like just all in one.
I take like
sitting?
7 mushrooms or something. It was like there were 7 Gs.
Big ass caps. And
yeah,
stuff.
It was like a huge thing.
Yeah.
And about my therapist goes away and then comes back like 45 minutes later and I'm in a whole new universe basically.
Like, what do you mean by that? Is it like DMT type, like where you're?
Yeah,
see
very similar to that. I'm
what,
like,
are you seeing different entities?
Yeah, I'm like, well, in this particular one, I'm remembering being like in an underwater state kind of thing.
So it was aquatic.
Yes, exactly,
wow.
Like Donkey Kong style.
So you see avatars, like blue avatars, and
maybe
stuff?
Even Mario like.
Really?
Yeah, exactly.
So did it happen? Is it gradual or did it happen like that instantly?
No, it's very gradual.
So it's like,
but once you're there, you're there.
It's blue.
Yeah, like think
aquatic.
Yeah, like the Donkey Kong underwater levels. Very
like
difficult.
That.
Yeah. Very difficult, but good music.
So is it scary or is it a safe place?
Both.
Really?
Yeah.
Because there could be guidance. Looming could be a great white shark or something.
I remember feeling the presence of like a goddess in front of me in the form of a
like
whale.
Like a mermaid or something?
No, a whale.
A female whale goddess. Really?
Yeah.
That's
And she made me feel loved.
Really?
Yeah.
And this female whale goddess swam towards you?
She was just in front of me out of nowhere.
And she thought I was funny. What did her face look like? Like a whale?
Beautiful. Yeah, beautiful
so,
whale.
So was it half whale, half human, like morphed in?
No, full whale.
Full whale, but human brain?
A full whale, we all have the same brain.
Wow. Yeah. So it was telepathy?
Yes.
Like she knew you. She got you.
She understood me.
She understood you.
Yes. And I remember feeling loved.
Okay.
And she thought that I was goofy and okay the way I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that helped me just feel better after having done the session.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard some positive things with, just psilocybin, mushrooms and
stuff. Hell yeah, dude.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they say it could, like, configure your brain?
I feel
or
like it
or?
Just made me feel like, no, like, I don't have to feel shame about, like,
your past or...
Exactly. Really? Like, I feel, like, so much shame from being, like, Catholic or something. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right, right.
And I just don't have to feel it anymore. I can just be me.
And then how long did the trip last? And then what's your therapist doing while you're in this aquatic environment?
Probably just, like, hanging out, taking notes.
Just hanging out?
Yeah, looking around.
And how long did the trip last?
Like 6 hours.
Damn.
So a really long time. You're surrounded by, like, pillows and stuff, too. And after they gave me, like... really good, like, trail mix and stuff. It's pretty cool, actually.
Are you still doing that?
Yeah.
How often do you go to this?
Like 4 months or so.
Every 4 months?
Yeah, what? Every 3 to 4 months. They always tell me to stay the night, and I'm like, no, I'm out later.
they want you to stay the night?
Yeah, I listen to, like, Travis Scott, and I'm out of control on the freeway. I'm like, I was just on drugs 5 minutes ago.
Have you had a bad experience on shrooms?
Of course.
At that?
Not amongst therapists, no. Just in personal life, I have.
Like where it's like a purgatory, like hell state?
Yes.
I want to hear about that.
Oh my gosh. I took these. Well, it wasn't even mushrooms. I took these edibles from Colorado. It was like a strain that my California ass couldn't handle.
Mm-hmm,
kind of new, some new kind of plant from a different part of America. It was weird. Mm-hmm. It was like my brain never had this before.
So it was edibles?
Yeah, but I took a lot.
You could trip hard
on
that.
But I take a lot of weed in. I'm used to a lot of weed. I can take like 100 milligrams and be cool. And like,
yeah.
But like this, I took like 70 milligrams of this shit from Colorado.
Damn. What, like a soda or a gummy bear?
Just a bunch of gummies.
Gummies.
Yeah, I was half hungry too. So
how many gummies was that?
Probably 7.
Damn.
Yeah. Which isn't, like, if you have Skittles, that's not a lot of Skittles.
Right, you know what I mean?
But if there's weed, you're going to go crazy.
So, dude, did it hit you, like, got the fear?
Yeah. I was like, I'm never coming back.
Like, where did you go?
I feel like my soul had left this
You had
world.
An out-of-body experience?
Always. I always do on those kinds of drugs. But, like, this made me feel like I was out there. I was in the never world. I was...
The sunken place?
Not sunken place, but the other land, like the in-between, dark matter kind of stuff.
Oh, my God. That's the worst place you
like,
could be.
Yeah, like purgatory. Like
purgatory.
You were saying. Yeah,
like the gray.
It made me feel like, oh, I understand what people are like under freeways. They're in the underground.
Oh, my. That's the thoughts you were having? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. So how the hell do you get out of that? You have to just
wait it out.
You have to sit it out.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that sounds like a nightmare.
It literally is like a nightmare. It's like a.
So what are you doing? We're in this sunken.
I
Netherland,
was like in the bathtub, in and out of the bathtub. I took Xanax. I couldn't fall asleep. It was horrible.
Oh my God.
And then you just, out of all that pain and suffering and hell-like atmosphere, you just wake up and it's 9 a.m. and you're fine, because it was all a jail.
Oh my God.
It's all a prison cell in your mind.
Like.
Yeah.
That's the kind of revelation.
But it's so real, though.
Yeah.
But it's not even a revelation. It's like, I don't ever want to go back.
You don't want to ever go back there?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to ever go back
there. So I don't take drugs from Colorado anymore. That's the only thing. But here, I'll take over 70. It's fine.
Okay. On a lighter note, we have like 10 minutes left.
Yeah.
On a lighter, I want to get to the point where, how do you link up with Andrew, my brother, or Bad? How did you get involved with the Bad Friends podcast?
Oh, man.
What did with that?
Well, I did a podcast with Seven Eckies, the production company that produces Bad Friends. I did Esther Club with Esther Pavitsky. And then they brought me in to help produce Bad Friends about a year later. And me and Bobby and Andrew had such a good rapport on the show that I guess...
So you got along with both of them.
Exactly.
Because that's important, isn't
exactly,
it?
Yeah. And I kind of get the sense of humor. And yeah, I just stick around with the show. It's been so much fun ever since.
So how did they... Was it kind of like, you know how like in fraternities, like do you go through like a hazing process? Where they're like kind of fucking with you?
That's kind of
like joking with you?
Not as bad as like the newer people that would come in that they've never met. So I've known them for over 10 years.
Yeah. You've known them that long now?
Hell yeah.
Oh my
God. It's 2023, right?
That's crazy.
I know. It's nuts.
That's time. Where does time just flies?
It really
does.
Time
just flies now, doesn't it?
But it's fun.
It is, huh?
Yeah.
So have you, I've always wondered this. I kind of heard, have you seen them? What's the worst fight you've seen them get into? Like where you're like, oh, dude, they're about to go at it like fisticuffs. You know what I mean? Because Bob told me like, dude, there's some episodes we couldn't even air, dude. We went at it. And I'm like, really?
I feel like when Andrew gets mad at Bobby at Bad Friends, I've only seen that maybe a couple times, but it's not even that bad. It's more like on the road where it was bad.
Oh, so you saw him fight on tour?
Of course.
Over,
but we all fought on tour.
Give me a hypothetical. Like, just give me a scenario of what they would fight over. His tardiness, maybe, or
I was literally about to say. I think Bobby was like 30 minutes late for us leaving one day.
And how mad was Andrew?
He was furious. In that same day, I had been like 20 minutes late earlier.
Yeah.
And the tour manager told me to go fuck myself.
Really?
Yeah, which is so inappropriate. I want to sue her ass. Because I saw Lizzo's getting sued.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Okay, I won't
sue her.
You're
in a safe place. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I saw Lizzo's getting sued.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Like, I could sue her for that.
No. Okay. There's no suing right now. We're chilling.
Hey, oh man, thank you for calming me down. Thank you.
I like that.
She told me to go fuck myself.
It's fine. You're fine, though.
You know what I did?
Yeah, just let it go. Go for a walk.
Can I tell you what I did?
No, you're supposed to just go for a walk, but go ahead.
But I want to tell you.
Oh, go ahead.
So the night before, we're in Florida. I party till 5 a.m.
There you go.
With Anal Princess.
Is that a...
I party... Yeah, she was on the show. Stella.
Oh, shout out to
Stella.
Yeah, yeah. She's
so
cool.
I party all night with Stella Berry.
Yeah, she's cool, right?
Awesome.
Yeah.
McCone, our videographer, and her publicist.
Yeah, yeah, she's been
Sawyer.
Here too.
Yeah, she's great.
Sawyer. Shout
I love
out to Sawyer.
Sawyer.
Shout, yeah.
Sawyer's hot.
Yeah,
she's
cool. They're cool. They're cool.
I saw her Pache
That's good
the
peoples.
Other night.
That's good peoples.
And we're out till like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
I have to be up at 8 a.m.
Okay.
I get up at 8:01. Whatever.
Yeah.
We have to be in Orlando. We're like in Hollywood, Florida. It's not that far. We're going to be an hour early anyway, bitch.
Yes. There
you
go.
I'm 20 minutes late because it's a casino. I can't find my way out. It's the Hard Rock.
Yeah.
I finally found my...
Did you guys gamble?
I didn't gamble. I gambled with my life that night. I was snorting ketamine.
Oh, dude.
It was out of control.
Oh, really? It was...
We can
leave you're on one? You're
I
on
was
one.
On one.
Were you drinking as well?
Hell yeah.
So you're drinking ketamine, weed, the whole nine?
Of course.
Cocaine?
No.
Okay.
And so I'm like 25 minutes late to the car. And this bitch is like, hurry up. Let's go now. Like she's yelling at me.
Okay,
like
we don't have to say her name.
Child. I'm not going to say her name.
Yeah.
And I get in the car. She's like, you're driving. And I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm drunk anyway, so you're going to have a drunk driver for 4 hours. Hilarious. So I'm starting to drive, and we'll leave that in. I'm sorry. She goes, you can go fuck yourself. So I told her, this isn't the Marines. We need to relax. And I stopped the car in the middle of the street.
Why did you do that?
Because I had to get out.
Oh, my goodness.
So I go, park.
In the middle of the street?
Middle of the street. I go, I'm not riding with this bitch anymore. I don't talk to her for the rest of the tour.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the fucking
tea. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's the tea, baby.
That's the tea.
That's the tea.
Eliza's manager's a cunt.
That's the tea, baby.
Yeah.
God, my mind just went blank. But you had fun, though, didn't you?
I did have fun on the tour. It was a tough. It was it was no.
Okay.
It's a very positive tour, I'll tell you. You know, because of Andrew and Bobby.
Yeah.
And Bobby gave me a raise on the tour for no reason. He just gave it to me.
There you go. You deserve it.
I got a dog, a car, a new apartment.
There you go, dude.
They fucking helped me out.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. So hell yeah, to Andrew and Bobby. They're my. They fucking helped me.
Hypothetically, if Andrew, if something happened to Andrew, do you think I could fill in that spot? Look where I don't see why brother. Not. You know what I'm saying? How about this? Like maybe 10 years from now, you know, something happens to Andrew. Like he does movies. He outgrows Bad Friends.
And we Bobby's still there.
Yeah, Bobby's still there. We could change it to the Lee Brothers pod.
We could just have a separate pod.
Yeah, you know
this
what?
Lee Brothers
I need
pod.
The help, you know? I could use the help.
All right, let's just get on
let's
a group.
Let's put this on the universe.
Group text of Bobby. Yeah, yeah.
You know what?
You, Bobby.
I'll take a lower cut. I'll take a lot lower cut because I know how much, I know kind of like the bracket, the financial bracket y'all are in. You guys are killing it, man.
Bobby's.
Yeah, killing it,
but
dude.
I don't make that money.
I know, but man, you know, you got enough rent and you eat every
course.
Day, don't you?
I eat every
there
day,
you
yes.
Go.
Yes.
There you
if
go.
The bar's eating every
there
day, I got
go.
It.
Look out for the Lee Brothers podcast in 2030, baby.
Hell yeah.
We're coming for you.
Hell yeah.
I just got to talk to him about it.
Okay. I'll
give him the idea.
I'll
text you. Start planting those seeds with him.
Okay.
Tell him not to forget about his real biological brother as well.
I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry.
Me, you know?
Mm-hmm. This is wild.
We're not starving over here, but you know.
Was this podcast wild?
It was fine. It was fun.
It was fine.
I loved it. This is the type of stuff I like.
But it was good to be honest.
Yeah. You're a producer for Bad Friends. I want you to plug your whatever you want to plug, man. You know.
Did I look good on camera?
You look great. You're a handsome guy. You're fine. Everything's fine. Let's plug your Instagram or anything you want to plug. If you guys have like some kind of show coming up, a Bad Friends live thing or whatever.
Yeah,
you guys
Bad Friends
do.
Patreon, patreon.com/badfriends is coming out, and bonus content once a month. My IG is at Herrera Carlos.
Can you spell that out for?
Herrera Carlos. Yeah.
Do you feel? It feels it feels like you were comfortable the whole time here.
Oh, I was totally comfortable.
Yeah, you're chilling.
Yeah,
dude.
I just
want to
make sure it was all good with you.
Yeah, it's all good. Well, you're a producer. I mean,
But I just want to be as honest as possible.
Point of view, and I'm glad you were. As long as you said, if we're good, we're good.
Hell yeah.
If you want to help, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. If you want to help support the content, go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. I do a weekly separate audio diary log. Where you know, you can only get on there. I also do another podcast with Jeremiah Watkins called Scissor Bros. Those episodes drop every Friday, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
So funny.
Do you like it?
Yes,
okay.
Dude.
Oh, and then we're I have a P.O. box if you want to send stuff. Send your packages. And I'm sorry, was I loud there? send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. Dude, love you, man. You
hell
did great.
Yeah,
you did great, dude.
Thank you, man.
Everything's okay.
Woo!
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.